Hallelujah. We're going to be talking this morning because the Spirit of God is still one on fulfilling your next level vision. That vision that you think it's impossible. That vision that you think it's too big. We'll be talking about that today. Fulfilling your next level vision. Now, for as many of us who started with us at the beginning of the year talking about the next level, we've talked about what next level means. And for everyone, is what? It's totally different. Praise God. We've talked about the need for you to have a vision. Habakkuk, amen. Talks about the fact that you must write down the vision. Amen. Amen. Now let me ask us again. How many of us have a pictorial representation of what is your next level vision? Amen. Amen. And you have, it says, write it. That he may run, that what? Because if something is not written down, remember we said it, just like the children of Israel, they did not cast that vision. And there were others that raised up there and said, excuse me, even though God has delivered us, we will prefer to go back to bondage. You see, the reason why you need to what? Write it down. So that there is no ambiguity. Amen. I'm sure we've all established that. So please, if you have not put pen on paper and write down something, please do. Amen. Amen. Because it's important. I remember I mentioned that day, because God said so. He says write it down. It's his word, right? So don't believe my word, but believe the word of God. Write it down. But this morning, we want to talk about fulfilling that vision. Fulfilling that next level vision. Let's read the scripture. Genesis chapter 37. The story of Joseph. Let's start from verse 5 to verse 11. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 to verse 11. Now this is the dream of Joseph. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it his brethren. And what happened? They hated him yet the more. And he said to them, here I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Amen. And his brethren said to him, look at what his brethren said. Shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more. For what? His brothers hated him because of his and for his
words.
Take note of that. And he dreamed yet another dream as usual. Amen. Praise God. Innocent Joseph. He told it to his brethren. He said, listen again. Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Verse 10. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him. Say, shut up. You, this little boy, you don't understand anything. He said, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? Verse 11, which will be the last one. And his brethren envied him. But his father, even though he rebuked him, he observed those saying. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Fulfilling your next level vision. Now, I'll start again by repeating. If you don't have that, we use the word vision, dream interchangeably. If you don't have something that you are going to pursue this year, you better start dreaming. Amen. I said it at the beginning of the year. A man without a vision is a man without a mission in life. But when you have a vision, vision will give you a mission. And when you have a vision, you will receive passion to pursue that mission. Are we together? So, in the case of Joseph, having a dream is not the problem. He dreamt. God gave him a vision. This is what is going to come to pass. If you start from verse 1 of that Genesis chapter 37, so that we can have a context. Having a dream is not his problem. Jacob dwelt in the land when his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. Verse 2. Amen. These are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 70 years old. Amen. Was feeding the flock with his brethren. That means he usually go out with his brothers. Amen. But what happened? And the lad was with the sons of Beer and with the sons of Silpha, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Joseph was a righteous man. He says, all this, my brother, I don't like what they are doing. He said, Dad, this is what they are. He kept reporting them. Now, do you see later down the line why they really hated him? It did not just start because of his dream. Praise God. But that was not the issue. Verse 3 says, now Israel loved Joseph more than his children because he was the son of his old age. He made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all of them, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. He used to go out with them to the field to take care of their father's sheep. Amen. But their father said, no, you are not going to go with them again. Here is a coat of many colors. He now sat at home. Remember when the father sent him to go and check their welfare? That was when they took him and what? And stripped him. He used to go with them. But he now stayed at home. He now has a coat of many colors. You now think with his dream, sitting at home, that dream will come to pass. Praise God. Fulfilling your next level vision. Here is the thing, beloved. When God wants to work in the life of a man, God is the one that will orchestrate events, occasions, and situations that will push you out of your comfort zone. There is no way Joseph will have become a prime minister in Egypt if he is just sitting at home, loafing, wearing his coat. His mind will not even be about the dream because he will have assumed, I have arrived. Local champion. He will tell his father what he wants. That one will command all his brothers to do it for him. Fulfilling your next level vision. The first thing is you need to understand that if you don't have a vision, there is nothing to pursue. There is nothing to what? To pursue. Please tell your neighbor again, you must have a dream. You must have a dream. Write it down. It says that he may run that readeth it. Something that will give you passion. A purpose to fulfill in life. Amen. I'm going to give us certain principles that we want to look at. Principles, I will call them principles. Of next level fulfillment. You can't fulfill the mandate of heaven if you are not ready to bring something to the table. We talk about our God, who is the God of all possibilities. But do you know that there are certain things that God is not going to do for you because he has already given you the commandment to go and do it. Amen. Number one, you need to identify opportunities in every situation. Tell your neighbor, you must identify opportunities in every situation. Now, what do I mean by that? If you go to chapter 39 now, start from verse 1. Chapter 39 from verse 1. Now, I'm paraphrasing now. His brother has already what? Captured him. In fact, when they first threw him in the pit, he thought, yeah, they are just joking, they are messing with me. When they strip him of his royal robe, his coat of many colors, they said, they're just messing with me. No, they are not going to harm me. But when they brought him out and they sold him as a slave, he realized that, no, this is real. Praise God. His own brothers. That was when he realized this is real. Now, when he now got to Egypt, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him. That was when he realized that if you don't wake up, you are going to continue to live a life of pity. And in Egypt, nobody knows you. They will not even pity you. He identified that this is an opportunity for me to still fulfill my dream. How? I don't know. In every situation and circumstances that God brings your way, beloved, rather than complain, rather than grumble, I want you to know that God does not make mistakes. And he's not going to start to make mistakes with you. Do you know why? Because he is the Almighty God, the one who knows the end from the very beginning. And call the things that be not as though they were. Identify opportunities in every situation. He was brought down to Egypt, verse 2. Joseph knew if God allows this, then there is a reason. And the Lord was with him. Even though he found himself in Egypt, he did not deny his God. He did not put his faith aside. Bible says he was a prosperous man, but he was still in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. He knew that in this situation, God still wants to glorify his name. This is an opportunity for me to showcase the name of the God of the Hebrews in the land of Egypt. How many of us have complained? So we don't even know. Why did they allow us to come to Canada? And there is no job, there is no this, and there is no that. Thank God for your life. But tell those who are in Nigeria, who are looking for a way to get here. They will tell you, it doesn't matter, you better shut up. Let me just get there and come and do whatever it is. Praise God. But what we are saying is this, brethren. Everything that comes your way, God knows about it. And you need to, you are the one that will identify opportunities in every of those situations. Praise God. The Lord was with him. He prospered. Look at verse 4. His master even knew that this guy, there's something different about him. Amen. Verse 4. He found grace. The Bible says he served him. His service was unto the Lord, irrespective of who was his master. His master now made him overseer and put everything into his hand. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 18. Matthew 25, verse 18. Talking about the master who gave talents, some to five to someone, two to another, and then one to someone. In that verse 18, the Bible says the one who was given one, praise God, went to go and what? Do you know why? Because this person did not identify that this is an opportunity. They are giving everybody this, and this is what they gave me. No, everything that God gives you is an opportunity. Amen. Identify opportunity in every situation. Same thing with, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were taken captives and they were brought to Babylon. Amen. In Daniel chapter 1, let's read verse 8 now. Verse 8. The Bible says, Daniel proposed in his heart. This is an opportunity to glorify God. I am not going to defile myself with whatever it is in this land. Why? Because I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I'm going to stand on that value, irrespective of what comes my way. Beloved, it is the year of the next level. Thank God for your life. Like I always say, prophecies and visions are not self-fulfilling. You need to bring something to the table. And so what's the vision of God for you this year? But what are those opportunities that are around you that you need to identify? Let me mention this. Sometimes, when they say the economy is not doing fine, and what will happen? Prices of things will what? Will come down. Some people will complain that, people are not buying. Do you know that that's the opportunity for those who are called investors to put money into things and buy things, what? At a cheaper discount. Now, by the time everything goes back up again, the same thing, you have to come and buy it from them, double or triple. Identify opportunities. Am I speaking to someone today? God has not brought you to Canada. I repeat again, to be hewers of wood, nor fetchers of water. There are opportunities around us. As students, as a worker in your workplace, there are different things you can do. What you need to ask God is for what? Divine direction. When God opens the eyes of a man, you will see opportunity where others see failure. I still remember the story of Isaac. I believe Genesis 26 now. We don't have time to read it. In the midst of famine, God says, don't go down to Egypt. Stay in this land. And everybody was leaving. What was he doing? He was buying all their land. And he started to sow. And people were looking at him. Something is wrong with this guy. There is famine. But he knew that this is an opportunity. If God said so, I'm going to do it. And the Bible says, in the same year, he reaped 100-fold. In the midst of what? Please tell your neighbor again, you must identify opportunities. In every situation. Principles of next level what? Fulfillment. Because if you don't take certain steps, nothing will happen. I don't want you to start to, we can sing it next level, jump up and down, but at the end of the year, I want to see the result in your life. Number two, next level principle. Fulfilling your next level vision. Number one, I say you must identify what? Number two, you must develop your gifting. Develop your gifting. Whatever gift God has deposited into your life, it's time to develop it. Praise God. In the case of Joseph, his gift was what? At least he knew how to dream, right? Praise God. And even though that dream caused him trouble, but he did not give up. You must develop your gifting. If you go to chapter 40 of that Genesis, chapter 40, let's start from verse 6 to verse 8. While Joseph was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, he was building capacity. Amen. Developing his gift, nurturing it. He did not give up. From Potiphar's house, he found himself in prison. From the pit to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, where he was still enjoying, at least he was made the head servant. That means he must still be enjoying certain benefit, right? But God said he's not ready to take that next step. Level step. I need to build more capacity in him. So Potiphar's wife said, no, this one, I need to find a way to implicate him. He found himself in the prison. Not any prison, where the king's prisoners are kept. The scripture referred to it as a dungeon. And then you are saying next level. But God, it's from pit to Potiphar's house. You think, yes, at least I can manage. From Potiphar's house to prison. But while he was there, he was developing his what? His gifting. He saw the two of them. The Bible says they were sad. And he asked them, verse 7. He asked them, what's the problem? Verse 7. And he asked Pharaoh's officer that were with him in the ward, why do you look sad? Verse 8. And they told him, we had a dream. And there is nobody to interpret it. The Bible says, Joseph told them, do not interpretation belong to God. Tell me, I pray thee, your dream. Now, what was he doing here? Developing his gifting. Remember, the first people that he told his dream, he knew what was the outcome. But that did not stop him because he knew that this time around, these people are what? Are in need of my gift. God will place you strategically. Amen. I said strategically.
Amen.
In a place where your gifting will showcase you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so he asked for their dreams. And he interpreted their dreams for them. He told them what is going to happen. But do you also know that even in the prison, the Bible says he found favor. And he was still made the head. And now he had to now, see, this is where it gets interesting. Even though he can interpret dreams, but he had to take care of prisoners. Now, how did he know that those people have a need? How did he know? He saw their countenance. Some of us have the gift that is called compassion, empathy. If you see someone, you can readily know. Some of us say, well, yeah, they're not my church member. God will take care of them. God wants you to develop your gifting. But I don't want you to be narrow-minded. Now here, he has to take care of the prisoners. That means he has to know how to budget, how to ration the food, administration. Praise God. So you can say yes. Dreams and interpretation of dreams is his gifting. What about soft skills? Some of us, interpersonal skills. Just to be able to see someone and to be able to what? To know. Even if I can't offer the help, how can I help you so that I can arrange for someone that can help you? Is that a difficult skill? But we all need to learn it. I'm going somewhere. When eventually he was asked to come before Pharaoh, praise God. When he was asked to come before Pharaoh, to come and what? Use his gifting. If he has not been developing that gifting in the prison, will he be bold to stand before Pharaoh? Whatever gift God has given you, please, don't hide it. Don't do what? Develop it. Praise God. See, let me put it this way. It is the development and the nurturing of his gift that made him to stand before Pharaoh. Because that the butler? Now said, this day I remember my fault. It was 2 years after. 2 years. But before then, he told, when you get to Pharaoh, make sure you tell him that there is a man here who was innocently brought here and is suffering. But God is saying, you are not yet ready. I need to prepare you the more. And you think that whatever you are passing through, God doesn't understand. No, he's preparing you. Tell your neighbor, he's preparing you for your palace. Praise the Lord. If you go down to verse 12. Let's move very quickly, please. It says, does not interpretation belongs to God? He interpreted their dreams. If you go down to verse 16. The baker, when he saw that the butler's interpretation was very what? Good. He came up with his own also. Unfortunately, his own interpretation is different. He says, in 3 days, your head. See, the funny thing is this. Even though that was his dream, but the truth is, he did not do anything about it. That's the only difference. What is God revealing to you? No, you need to go back to God in the place of prayer. Amen. Who created you in his own image and likeness? If he's a creator, who are you? His creator. But you can also what? Recreate your own world. And so if there are things that you don't like, what do? You go back to the original creator and say, God, according to your word in Genesis, when you created everything, behold, it was very good. Are we together, church? Yes. That baker did not do anything about that. But let's put his own aside. What I'm here to let you know is you need to develop your gifting, whatever talents. Build capacity around you. Develop different skill sets because you don't know what God has in stock for you. Number three, let's move on. Number one, I say you must do what? Identify. Number two, develop. Nurture them. Number three, you now need to utilize your gifting. Praise God. Utilize what? In Matthew chapter 25, we read it earlier. Let's start from verse 14. Matthew 25 from verse 14. The Lord gave talents. 5, 2, 1. We know the story. The one who has... Now, the Bible says he delivered... look at verse 15. He delivered unto them. And he gave 5 talents... to another 2, to another 1. To every man, according to what? That is the key word. According to their ability, to their gifting, what they can and do. Now, it now gets interesting after that. The one with the 5 invested, gained more 5. The one with 2 invested, the one with 1 was the one that he did, right? Now, when the Lord came back, amen. The one with 5 now has how many? 10. Praise God. The one who has 1 and went to hide it. When that one was taken away, who was he giving to? The one with 10. So how many does the one with 10 now has? He started with what?
5.
Now he has what?
10.
What happened to his initial capacity to handle only 5? Has been enlarged. God will enlarge your capacity.
Amen.
You see, capacity enlargement will not happen without action. If you don't utilize what you have, it's not going to multiply. So stop looking at this prayer month. I saw something that very funny. Someone was praying a prayer that alerts would bank, things will start to happen in people's bank. Money will just come in there. That is not of God. I was baffled. You are not empowering people to understand the principle of the scripture. It says, give, and it shall what?
Yeah.
How? Press down, shaking together. It is God's principle. If you don't sow, if you like, pray 50 days, fast 100 days, nothing will happen that will substitute your giving. When you have talent and you are not utilizing it, that capacity will not be enlarged. You see, by the time his capacity was now enlarged based on utilization, the next time that he's going to now what? Invest. How much does he have? 11 as a starting point. Are we together? It is what? It is scriptural. It is the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And so Joseph, his gifting made him to stand before Pharaoh. But when they got to Pharaoh, amen. Let's go down to chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. Let's start from verse 14. They brought him hastily out of the dungeon. The Bible says he shaved himself and changed what? His raiment, his garment. Because he know I'm not going back there again. Praise God. Let's continue. Verse 15. I'm not going back there again. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there's nobody who can interpret. And I have heard of you that you can understand a dream to do what? Your gift will make a way for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 16. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, it is not me. God is the one that will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. God will give you an answer of peace. Amen. In every area of your life, he will give you an answer of peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, this is where it gets interesting. After he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, he told him, those 7 fat calves are 7 years of plenty. The lean and the thin one, 7 years of famine. Is that not enough? He has interpreted his dream, right? But he now told Pharaoh, amen, this is what you need to do. Now, does that have to do with interpretation? What is that one? Administration. Somebody who has been dealing with criminals, he knows if the riot is in trouble. So he knows how to undo them. Let's put this in place. He now told Pharaoh, this is what you need to do. Let's begin to find somebody. He didn't even send me. Find someone who can what? Who can prepare. And this is what we need to do. And Pharaoh said, since you are the one who have interpreted it, but not only that, you are the one that brought that suggestion. There is no one else who is as wise as you are. He says, I am Pharaoh. He said, by me, in the land of Egypt, nobody will be able to lift up their head. He took out his ring, put it in his hand. But when Joseph moved from Potiphar's house to the prison, he was still what? Faithful to God. Diligently developing God's given capacity in him. Until a day that God said, your next level has arrived. And he found himself waking up as a prisoner to the palace as a prime minister. Your gift will speak for you.
Amen.
And will bring you before kings.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's rise up. We're going to take a word of prayer. I said it earlier, beloved. Without you identifying, I love Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul during his conversion. He says, who are you? And the Lord told him, yes, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting. The next thing is, okay, what do you want me to do? What does the Lord want you to do this year? I've said it again. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, It is the honor of a prince to do what? To search it out. You are the one that needs to go back to God. What exactly do you have for me this year? We're talking about next level. Next level for everybody is different. And when you get to a certain level, it doesn't mean that that is your final. No, there is always another next level and another next level. Why? He says, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. He's the one that will move you from one level of glory to another and to another. Glory, great glory, greater glory, exceeding glory. But you need to first of all know. When you now know, you need to begin to identify what are those opportunities around me. And ask God to develop your gift, to build capacity in you so that you can utilize, you can fulfill. Fulfilling your next level vision. Please go ahead and talk to the Lord. Your own prayer is going to be different from mine. What do I have to do? At the end of this year, every one of us must have testimony. I don't want to start to tell stories of God's faithfulness and of God's blessing for last year when you are ready in another year. God wants to build capacity in you in order to move you to the next level. I don't want you to be like the initial Joseph, who was content in his father's house, walking about with his robe of many colors, thinking he has arrived. But he allowed himself to pass through God's school of learning, where he learned how to understand the will of God, even in the most difficult situation, from the pits to Potiphar's house as a servant, from Potiphar's house to the prison. He was serving his gift diligently until his next level arrived, and God lifted up his head from prison to become a prime minister. What is the Lord asking you to do to understand next level? It's not just enough for you to know what are the actionable next level steps that you need to take. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I want to thank you this morning for the entrance of your word. I want to thank you, oh God, because you sent your word to the household of Bethel today. And I'm asking, Lord, let this word bring forth fruit in every heart that would germinate and bring forth fruit to the glory of your name in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for clear vision, direction, instruction in righteousness to every heart, to know, to understand your mandate, your counsel, your will for their life this year. Reveal unto us in the name of Jesus. None, O God, Father, will be left in the dark. Your word says we will hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way. Speak, Lord. Cause every one of us to hear you in the name of Jesus. For as many, Lord, that are looking at those next level steps, and they are saying, Lord, I cannot do this on my own. I'm asking, Lord, let your grace be sufficient for them. Let your grace be sufficient for them. In the name of Jesus. And as we continue, Lord, to serve and develop our gifting, nurture them. According to your word, seed time and harvest time cannot fail. I pray, let the season of their mourning, let it come. Amen. Darkness may last all the night, but joy comes in the morning. The season of your mourning will come now. Amen. as a result of your gifting, your seed, your sacrifice, heaven will remember you.
Amen.
And in this year of the next level, it will move you
Amen.
To that next level
Amen.
In your family life,
Amen.
In your finances,
Amen.
In your business,
Amen.
In your career,
Amen.
In every area of your life,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
The Lord bless you, beloved. You can have your seat. Celebrate the Lord.